calling. Good morning. I'm going to direct your call. Do you have any dates in mind, sir?
I do. It's for this afternoon, if possible. I know that's late notice, but it's important to us.
I will check that for you. And for how many guests?
That would be for four in total.
I can do 3 o'clock or 5:30.
Is there any chance of squeezing in at four?
Let me check that for you. No, I'm afraid not. It's only 3 or 5:30 only, I'm afraid.
Right, and there's no moving on that?
Not at the moment.
Right, okay. Would it make a difference if I told you this is for Fred Goodwin, formerly Sir Fred Goodwin?
What's the name of the guest?
Goodwin, Fred.
Would you mind if I can put you on hold one moment, please?
Sure, of course.
Thank you for holding the line.
Oh, thank you very much, yes.
That's fine. So I checked with the host that we can do 4 o'clock for 4 guests.
6:30, if possible, is that workable?
As I can see on Friday, we are already fully committed. Can place your details on our waiting list in case we receive a cancellation. Would you like to do that?
Right, you are fully booked.
Yes, that's correct.
Right, would it make a difference if I said it was for Fred Goodwin, formerly Sir Fred Goodwin?
It's just that we actually short of one table. We should take only 65. We're on 67 at the moment, and physically, I would love to. I can place you on our waiting list as a top priority. So as soon as any cancellations happens, you'll be the first one we will call.
And when you say a top priority, would that mean you'd call first?
Yes.
How many people are on the waiting list as it is?
I have two other tables of two, but as I said, you'll be the first one we will call.
Oh, well, thank you. That is very kind.